When Donald Rumsfeld holds his last news briefing as Secretary of Defense, it will end one of the most entertaining public shows in Washington.
I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think. And I assume it's what I said.
Rumsfeld's distinctive quotes have been replayed endlessly since his resignation was announced.
If I said yes, that would then suggest that that might be the only place where it might be done, which would not be accurate, necessarily accurate. It would, might also not be inaccurate.
There's a hint of mockery in replaying all these sound bites, but it is worth remembering the value of Rumsfeld's public statements. They were more informative than most. Careful listeners got some insight into one extremely smart official's thoughts, even when he didn't want to provide it.
The writer Hart Seeley took Rumsfeld quotes and turned them into poetry.
This is entitled Evasion Haiku. I'm working my way over to figuring out how I won't answer.
Hart Seeley composed a book of Rumsfeld poetry that he called Pieces of Intelligence. A member of our staff did a dramatic reading of the most famous found poems.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
That burst of verse was eventually made into song.
We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know.
Here's something that is not as widely known, the context of Rumsfeld's famous statement. He was speaking in 2002, before the war in Iraq. When he spoke of unknown unknowns, he was suggesting that Saddam Hussein's Iraq could provide weapons of mass destruction to terrorists, even though there wasn't much evidence.
He was trying to say that what you don't know can hurt you. The weapons never turned up, but as the war grew longer, the secretary insisted on knowing what he could know. He said this in a 2005 interview with NPR.
We have a room here, the Iraq room, where we track a whole series of metrics. Some of them are inputs and some of them are outputs, results. And obviously the inputs are easier to do and less important, and the outputs are vastly more important and more difficult to do. We track a numbers of attempts at intimidation or assassination of government officials, for example.
The numbers Rumsfeld compiled did not prevent the war from going on and from overshadowing Rumsfeld's other initiatives, like his effort to reform the military. During Donald Rumsfeld's tenure, the solution to that conflict remained unknown.